This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with Ron Sedgy today with hour number two of our show on this first weekend of December. Can you believe this? I mean, we are here now in the 12th month of the year, and Christmas is just around the corner. Well, we have a big show this second hour. Academy Award nominee Robert Forrester will be joining us on the show. Mary McCormick, what a great actress she is. She is starring on The Kids Are All Right Tuesdays on ABC. And then later on, TV and movie producer Lee Aronson will be joining us on our program, and we'll clean things up with Lindsay Roberts, our fourth guest, and Lindsay's talking about Christmas gift ideas for this holiday season. And that's all coming up the second hour live with Ron Sedgy today. After a moment's pause, we'll be back with our first guest, the second hour Academy Award nominee, actor Robert Forrester.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
All across the USA and around the world, if it's trending, it's right here with Ron Sedgy today. I'm very happy to have our next guest with us. He's a sensational actor, and we're going to be talking about something that's very exciting that's already been out on digital download. Now it's available on DVD. Academy Award nominee, Robert Forrester. Hello, Robert. How are you today?
Excellent. Thanks, Ron. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent, too, my friend. And congratulations. I understand that London Has Fallen is now out on DVD. Of course, the sequel to Olympus Has Fallen. What a great movie to be part of. I mean, this had to be great, reprising the role of General Edward Clegg.
Yes, I started out as a private, my first movie, in Reflections in a Golden Eye, 1966.
Right.
My father, who was in the American military during World War II, came on the set, and immediately John Huston threw him in a uniform. He became a colonel. He was very pleased and proud of it, and I'd say he'd be very pleased that I have turned into a general.
Wow.
Starting from a private. So, and if he were alive today, I'm sure he would be a consumer of this movie.
You talk about your dad. He was an elephant trainer for a while, was he not?
He was on the Ringling during the 1930s.
Wow.
He became a roustabout. Mm-hmm. He and a friend of his had been loggers. He had 10 brothers, my father.
Oh.
And they were loggers up in the Canadian woods. He said one spring after the river drive, getting the logs down to the sawmill when the river breaks up in spring, he said that he hitchhiked to Albany, New York. He got out of the truck. He said, and the first thing he saw was Ringling Paper. He said to his friend, let's join the circus. And, of course, the circus would not have them. But he said they trailed the show for a couple of days. And then, he said, they put him on at the end of the show in a job that usually separates anybody who is not going to last from the guys who can last. He said they gave them the job of humping Bibles. Humping Bibles? I wonder what that was, he said. And so if you remember when the show was under canvas, they had bleacher seats.
Yes.
But they also had seats that you could buy for 10 cents that were folding chairs. When the audience was leaving the front door, a gang of guys rushed in the back door and started tearing down the bleachers. When they got to the folding seats, the folding seats sat on two planks hinged down the middle, these two planks, and they're called Bibles.
Wow.
And they're very heavy, he said. One guy at one end and another at the other end lifted them up. And the guy he was working with, my father, said that the guy said, grab yourself some popcorn boxes, put them on your shoulder to cushion the weight of this thing. And he said he would hump them out, carry them out to a waiting wagon. And at the end of the job, he said, why do they call those Bibles?
Yeah.
He said, the guy said, because these two planks hinge down the middle, because they fold up like a book, and they'll put you down on your knees.
Oh.
They call them Bibles. And so he said he and his friend, and he worked for the Ringling for the next 5 or 6 years until World War II. He said that the following year he wanted to work with the cats, but there were no openings, so he put in for the bull department, the elephant department.
Wow.
And he said he worked with elephants for the next 5 years. He was very patient, very soft guy, my father. Never remember him ever spanking me, for instance. He only spoke to me, talked to me about things. What a guy. He's a World War II guy, and he saw, the last thing he saw was Jackie Brown. Quentin Tarantino gave me Jackie Brown, and my father, who had never lost faith in me for almost 30 years of a career, and my career had gone up and down, this guy never lost faith in me. He said just before he died, he saw some of Jackie Brown. Quentin sent me some cut footage that I could show my father on videotape. And he said, this is going to do you some good, Bob.
What a great story.
There we go.
What a great story. And my dad was the same way. He never hit me. I asked him one time, he says, how come you don't punish me like my other friends? He says, you don't want me to do that. I'll just talk it through. You have a B.A. in psychology from Rochester. How did you get into show business? I mean, your very first role is opposite Arlene Francis, and then, as you mentioned, you worked, you know, in other things. You were a substitute teacher for a while, construction worker. Then you get a 5-picture deal, and now you're back up with Elizabeth Taylor and Marlon Brando, and, you know, your role is Jackie Brown, and the list is on and on and on. But how did you start off with psychology?
It happened on the first day of my senior year at the University of Rochester. I pulled into a car parking spot, and in front of my car walked a beautiful brunette. She was wearing a black London Fog raincoat and high heels. I was struck by lightning. I leaped out of the car. I followed the girl. I was trying to think of something to say. She walked into the auditorium. They're doing an audition for Bye Bye Birdie. I figured that's how I'm going to meet the girl. She was in the show. I auditioned for the part of the guy with the gold suit. I hadn't seen the movie and I hadn't seen the play, but I did see the trailer to the movie, and I knew it was about a guy with a gold suit,
right,
who does a parody of Elvis Presley.
Right.
And I auditioned for that part, and they didn't give it to me. They put me in the chorus, and I thought, the hell with this. I don't want to be in the chorus. But I said, stick, Bob. You'll meet the girl. I did meet the girl. I married the girl. We have 3 daughters. And following semester, somebody said, would you like to play the hero in a one-act Irish comedy? And that's all it took.
Wow.
I said, you know, I don't want to be a lawyer. I want to be an actor. I wonder how you do it. And then one little step leads to another, and I went to New York City, and a girl asked me to do a scene with her for her class and then for an agent, and then the agent sends me out on an interview. I get the job. I'm on Broadway in 1965 in a 2-character play with Arlene Francis. So it was a lot of lucky steps for me, but I had no idea how many actors there were and how few parts there were. It was a long shot that I didn't know quite what I was getting into. And ignorance was my best friend.
Sometimes that is exactly the case. Here's another, something I found interesting. You talk about Quentin Tarantino. When you auditioned for one of his movies that he offered you a part in, it was a seven-hour audition. What do you do for 7 hours, Robert?
First of all, we talked a lot. We talked about my old career, because my career had died by the time I ran into him. Then he got some old television show that I had done, Banyan. I had done a television show called Banyan.
Sure, I remember that.
And I had a 16-millimeter print, and we ran it in his screening room. Then we read Jackie Brown. We read the character. I changed characters. I read the Robert De Niro part, and he read all the rest of the parts. This all took time, and we blah-blahed, and we had some, I don't know, we probably had a sandwich or lunch or something. So the whole thing did take a very long time, but when I left his house, it was by then dark. He walked me out to the car. He said, "You're going to make a great Max Cherry." And it was at that moment that I said, wow, this guy is going to hire me. And then it took a few more days for the lawyers to get through with it, because I know that there were other big actors who wanted the role, and I had nothing working for me. My career was dead by then, but only Quentin Tarantino stood in the way of all the agents and all the studios and everybody else who wanted that part. He said, no, this is going to be for Robert Forster. Wow, what a thrill.
Yeah.
And I was back in business.
Oh, what a sensational story. You're a great guest. You got to come back 1,000 times in the course of a year. Well, we want to mention again, the sequel to Olympus Has Fallen, which, of course, is the London Has Fallen, is now available on DVDs. Has extra footage, shows some of the unique challenges that you encounter on the set, which I love that behind-the-scenes stuff. And I congratulate you, Robert, for all of the sensational work that you've done, and, of course, winning an Academy Award nomination for the role of Max Cherry in Jackie Brown, and now being part of this DVD that's out, London Has Fallen. But you got to do me a favor. You got to come back. You're a great guest.
You're a gent. Thank you, Ron.
I urge everyone to get London Has Fallen now on DVD. Robert, I look forward to having you back, okay?
Thank you, Ron. I'd be delighted.
That sounds great. Our guest has been Academy Award nominee Robert Forster. What a talented man he is, and a nice man, too. A great, humble individual who had a very unusual beginning in the entertainment business, but has turned it into a real dynamic career. And London Has Fallen is out on DVD, which he is one of the stars, along with Morgan Freeman, Angela Bassett, I mean, a whole list of celebrities.
Thank you very much, Ron. It's a real pleasure. It was a fun interview, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Robert. That's very kind of you to say. And a little reminder to all of our dedicated listeners out there, you can check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. RONSEGGI.com. When you get to the home page, push the icon that says Listen Live, and you can hear our latest show, this one, on demand 24/7. We'll be right back.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. I was just telling our next guest before we went on the air that she used to be with us many, many times over the years. I haven't talked to her in a long time. I love what she does. She is a terrific actress. She really is, and she starred in a lot of things. Right now, though, it's The Kids Are All Right on ABC, Tuesdays at 8:30, 7:30 Central Time. Joining us right now is our friend, Mary McCormick. Hi, Mary. Welcome back to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, I want to talk about all the things, including this show that you are now part of, but I have to tell you something. Your role in Plain Sight was my favorite role that you've done. I thought that was a terrific role, and I remember that for part of those episodes, you were with child, were you not?
I was, yeah. I was really, in fact, the whole season, they wrote a season around my pregnancy, so it was hard to do, but I thought it made for good TV because, you know, we always, for years, you see women playing pregnant on TV, and they're sort of, you know, stick thin and not actually suffering, and I was not stick thin and suffering pretty hard, so it was, you know, good for reality. And it was. I thank you for saying that. It was a great role, and I loved playing Mary Shannon.
It was a great role. I loved that show, and I got to tell you, if they brought it back, I think it would be a hit all over again.
So, boy, I would love to do it. Yeah,
it was just done very, very well, and you were so like. The character was, like, really on top of things, but then had kind of a screwed up personal life.
Yeah, I was going to say she was very cool and also pretty broken, so it was a nice combination to play.
Well, this show here now is actually inspired by the childhood memories of the executive producer, Tim Doyle, set in the 70s, which is great for me, and is a traditional Irish Catholic family. Now, there are eight boisterous boys who are living in this home. You've got 10 people, 3 bedrooms, 1 bath, and everyone is in it for itself. This is something that I really believe that the baby boomers and even maybe the millennials could really relate to. You know, I mean, you bring in something that has empathy with the audience.
I hope so. I mean, I do think there is something for everybody. I know that's always a cliche when people are talking about TV, but my kids watch it and love it, and they don't really get the 70s stuff. You know, they're interested in it. They're like, wait, did you really drive in the front with a baby in your lap and no seatbelt? I'm like, yes, we did. Can't believe it, how we actually lived. But they enjoy it just for the sort of storylines and the kids and the sitcom quality of it and the good writing. But I think there is something for everybody. I mean, when I watch it and when Mike Cudlitz, who plays my husband, Mike Cleary, when we walk around the set, we walk around going, oh my God, remember these or remember this? I had this, you know.
Right.
So there is a certain nostalgia that's fun. But the times are similar. I mean, you know, when you look at America today, we're pretty divided, and 1972 was pretty divided. You know, there was a lot of change, and change is painful and also funny. So I think we have a lot of similarities with 1972. At least from where I see it, every time I read the script, I go, oh my God, that could be written about now, you know. So that part's really nice, and women's role is changing, and, I mean, that's really fun to play. Peggy Cleary is a great part to play. Keeping 8 boys in line, or I should say 9 with my husband,
is
a wonderful role.
I always thought that the 60s were turbulent, but now that you bring back some memories of the 70s with the Watergate and
Vietnam,
disco.
And Watergate, and it was early 70s. I mean, the show was set in 72, so it was sort of in the crux of the big changes, you know.
Do you have to get it? See, I would love to go on a set of a time piece type of television or a movie and have everything.
Come on.
For example, cars. They always break up because they say, this happened in 1959, and they see a 63 Chevy drive in, you know. You have to have everything really perfect for fanatics like me, do you not?
You do. You try not to cheat that stuff, I mean, because people are smart, and you want to get it right. I mean, luckily, we live out here where there's all kinds of pictures. They call them picture cars, and they have every single... I mean, it's fun to see even the picture cars show up. The other day, I was driving to work with a location shoot, and I drove by, like, 7 picture cars, and I thought, that's got to be going to my show, because they were all, early 70s, late 60s cars. It was sort of fun to see them on the 101.
How cool is that? Now, your talent, and I really mean this, Mary, is so varied. I mean, you can go from comedy to drama. Tony Award nominated for your role in Broadway's Boeing, and of course we mentioned In Plain Sight, The West Wing, your opposite role of Howard Stern in Private Parts, Newsroom, and the list goes on and on and on. I understand that you're going to make kind of a cameo appearance, too, in Murder Mystery on Netflix next year?
Oh, yeah. I did a really creepy horror movie. It was so much fun. I've never done something like that, so that was the ball. And I'm also in a couple episodes of Will and Grace. I have one episode this season coming up. Yeah, it's really fun. I played Grace's sister. Yes. Kelsey Handler played my girlfriend.
Here you are, this beautiful actress, but when you started off in this business at, 12, 13 years old, you claim that you look like an 8-year-old boy. I can't visualize that. And you had You had a role in a play because you were the only person, there was no boys in town that could sing, so they picked on you and turned you into a boy.
That's right. It was Amal and the Night Visitors, a light opera. But I did play Amal, and it was so much fun just doing it. It was a play at a church. It wasn't professional, but it was a good play and a good production. But it gave me my first sort of real experience in a real play, and I just loved it. So I thought, oh, yeah, this is for me. But I didn't start professionally acting until after college, so I didn't move to New York until I was 23, so actually I got quite a late start. Well, I mean, I consider myself very young, but in this day, the way the business works these days, that's very late. My parents wouldn't let me work professionally as a kid. I mean, I lived near New York, so I see professional kids, and some kids in my town auditioned for stuff and would leave school or McDonald's commercials, and I always wanted to do it, but they smartly said no.
It's funny about that. Because I live, our studios were in Universal Studios for so many years, 23 years. And, they always wanted to put my sons in shows. And I thought it was cute and everything else. And they did. They did some stuff with John Goodman and stuff like that. But the fact of the matter is that I think it's wise sometimes to let them grow up. Because sometimes when you start very, very young, boy, it just doesn't work out, And you've seen that in Hollywood a million times, I'm sure, Mary.
I have. And I think, look, there's kids, 8 kids on my show. And their parents are there.
Right,
and they're
yeah.
on it. And the kids are really well adjusted. I think they've gotten better at it, is the answer. But I was growing up in the 70s, and I think there was less of a handle on kids' health on sets and kids' mental health and kids' the balance in their lives. And I think also it depends on what your parents are able and willing to do. My parents couldn't be on set with me, so there. I think for my family, it was the right decision, and I'm glad I went to college and all that, and I had a sort of a normal, very average growing up experience, and then moved to New York and started studying and working there. But so it worked out for me. But these kids, I mean, I have to say, I am super impressed with these kids. They're all really good and nice. And I mean, so far we'll see. I'm sure one of them will turn.
But I think sometimes these child actors are living out the dream of their parents at the time, where they...
That's what you have to be aware of.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
I hope not.
I tell you, I hope that you have hundreds of episodes of The Kids Are All Right.
Oh, you're so sweet, Ron.
Tuesdays at 8:30.
It's really fun.
Oh, it's a great show. And as I mentioned, Tuesdays at 8:30, 7:30 Central Time on ABC. Now, Mary, you got to do me a favor, all right? You got to come back more often, okay? This once every 5-6 years thing isn't going to work. We got to see each other on the show.
Nonsense, isn't it? I know.
So let's do it.
Come on. I'm happy to do it.
Okay, well, look forward to having you back real soon, and congratulations on the show. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for having me.
Mary McCormick has been our guest, and the name of the show is Kids Are All Right. Tuesdays at 8:30, 7:30 Central Time on ABC, and there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis, who lost to George H.W. Bush in the 1988 presidential election, says his former political foe's greatest legacy was his effort to help end the Cold War. Bush has died at age 94. He also led a coalition that drove Saddam Hussein's forces out of Kuwait.
I can report to the nation, aggression is defeated, the war is over.
Bush had many accomplishments during his time. Reauthorization of the Clean Air Act, which is still with us now. Reauthorization of the Civil Rights Act, which is also still with us. And the Americans with Disabilities Act. Bush's body will lie in state in Washington, D.C., and there will be a service at the National Cathedral. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And we're nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. I'm very excited to talk to our next guest. He has certainly changed the landscape of television in the 80s, 90s, into the 21st century. He's kind of like the modern-day Norman Lear. He really has had a ton of success with shows like The Love Boat and Charles in Charge, Who's the Boss, Sybil. Huge hit. Co-created 2.5 Men. And, of course, The Big Bang Theory, which is still so popular, as they all are. Actually, I watch 2.5 Men like 6 times a day. And he's got a new movie out that I'm very anxious to talk to him about. Joining us right now is Lee Aronson. Hi, Lee. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Ron. Good to be here.
Well, I didn't mean to make it such a lengthy introduction, but I wanted to give you the credit that you actually deserve, because I did that one time with Steve Allen, and he said, geez, Ron, it sounds like an obituary. And I didn't mean it sounded like that. But
well, I think you give me a little too much credit. I've been a part of a lot of great shows. I didn't do them single-handedly. And, you know, 2.5 Men I did co-create. The others I wrote or produced or contributed to in other ways. And it's been an honor and a pleasure to be part of so many great shows. But I can't take that much credit for them.
Well, I have to tell you, what I said about watching it is absolutely true. You know, I'm a big proponent of not watching or hearing a joke over and over and over again, okay? I get mad at my sons because they watch Superman like 17 times, or, of course, I do that with The Godfather. But when it comes to 2.5 Men, where you know the punchlines, you know everything else, and you still watch it, is proof in the pudding that that is a very well-written, well-produced show. I mean, it just works. It had the right chemistry, the right lines, everything.
Well, thank you. I have to admit that I'm very proud of the first few seasons of that show. When I come across them on television, I'll stop and watch them.
Oh, yeah.
And I know them as well as anybody, but they still make me laugh.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And there's a girl on Criminal Minds that played one of the episodes, and she did a comedic part in 2.5 Men and now doing a really great job as a dramatic actress. It just showed how you were able to take these different elements from actors and actresses and make them work. But let's talk about your latest venture. This is something that really is up my alley because I'm a singer, so I really get into this type of thing. 40 Years in the Making, the Magic Music Movie. That's the name of it, my friends. And this stemmed from a little bit of, I guess, the good old days, if you will. Explain that, Lee, because I love what you've done here.
Well, when I was a wee lad, I was a college student in 1972 at the University of Colorado in Boulder. I ran into a group of hippie musicians who would come down from the mountains and set up on the campus lawn and play these beautiful songs with guitars, mandolin, flute, tablas, all acoustic, and sang beautiful harmonies. You know, it was something very, very special. I became an immediate fan. And I'd go to see them wherever they played around Boulder, and then they disappeared. And never heard from them again. They never put out a record. And for, you know, 40 years, I had nothing but these songs in my head that I would sing to myself. And when I had kids, I'd sing them to my kids.
Wow.
But there was no way to listen to them. And I never knew what happened to them. So I decided to find out what happened to them. And I did. That's how it's an incredibly interesting story. Stuff happened in tracking them down and getting them back together again that I couldn't have possibly anticipated. But it was an incredible experience and turned into what people think is a pretty interesting movie.
How many were there, and how difficult was it to track them down, Lee?
Well, there were probably 7 people in and out of the band that I tried to reach. There was one that had been, one had passed away, one was estranged from everybody else because of a drug deal gone bad 40 years ago. One was, resenting something else that had happened many years ago. It's just like any other group of people, you know, but their connection was very strong. A lot of them were still in touch with each other. So once I found one, it was fairly easy to track down a lot of the rest of them. And the greatest thing was I found out that they had a collection of tracks, about 40 tracks, that they'd recorded back in the 70s but never released. So I used this music to score the film, music that had been lost and never heard, but was 40 years old. And we're also putting out the soundtrack along with the film.
Well, I went online and I listened to it, and I really was blown away. You mentioned about the flute. There's a great flute part in one of the songs, but it reminded me of like a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very clean sound.
You can call them Crosby, Stills, and Tull, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You know, rewind back to the 70s, mid-70s. You know, everything was KC and the Sunshine Band and Gloria Gaynor. That was the disco thing. So I'm sure record producers at that time, being involved with the music business as I have been, is, you know, if it's not trendy, they don't want to take a chance at it. Now, once it becomes established, that's a different story. But actually, the kind of music that is on this is reflective of the late 60s when it was kind of a more pure sound. I'm amazed that they didn't go further, but thanks to you, they are. And that's what's cool about this. Now, do you profile you in this and how you got to know these guys, up what is referred to as the Boulder Revolution?
Yeah, I'm part of the film. I really wanted to be their story, not mine. But, you know, inevitably, it became a little bit of my story, too. Because, you know, it wasn't like they were just sitting around as a group waiting for me to come film them. I had to find them and I had to convince them to, you know, to play together again and, bring them back to Boulder because they're scattered all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And bring them back to Boulder for a reunion concert.
Are they going to go on the road? I mean, are they so hyped up about now their newly found success, deservingly so after 40 years? Are they going to regroup permanently?
Well, I think that depends on how, you know, whether the movie gets, you know, gets seen and whether the soundtrack gets heard and played.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're doing a gig in Denver, along with the release of the film, later in August, I think August 17th. And, you know, we'll see what happens after that.
Well, you're talking about putting the band back together again. And what's funny is that normally, you know, bands, groups, singers, whatever the case may be, they have hit records and then they go into the movie business. This happened kind of in reverse fashion. Now, I want to make note of the fact for everybody listening that it opens in Los Angeles and New York on the 3rd of August. And then it's everywhere on September 4th, including video on demand, correct, Lee?
Yeah, it's actually New York on the 3rd, L.A. on the 10th.
Oh, okay. All right. Where did you film it? Did you go back to Utah to do it?
I filmed in Boulder, Colorado, and I also filmed around the country in the places where these guys live now. We went to Carson City, Nevada, Martha's Vineyard, Birmingham, Alabama. So we were all over the place.
I don't know, it made me say Utah for some reason. Of course, Boulder, Colorado. I guess I got Utah on my mind. I don't know why. That's a good song, Utah on My Mind. That could be one of their songs.
Yeah.
All of these, Lee, are original that they do, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the soundtrack's going to be released on September 14th. I think there's one song that's out to the radio this week called Bright Sun, Bright Rain.
Cool.
That if you can play it, you really should play it.
I will.
It's a marvelous song that hasn't been heard in 40 years.
In the time we have left, I would be remiss. One short Charlie Sheen story, Lee.
One short Charlie Sheen story. There is no such thing as a short Charlie Sheen story.
Okay, I'll leave you off the hook on that.
I will say, you know, contrary to his public persona, for most of the time that I worked with him, Charlie was a consummate professional,
yeah.
A lovely man, and extremely talented. You know, something happened near the end there that concerned us all, but he was not. I couldn't have done 9 years of a show with somebody who was what he appears to be the public.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, and I believe that, too, because he is a talented man. Well, we are excited for you, Lee. The name of the movie is 40 Years in the Making, The Magic Music Movie.
You can go to magicmusicmovie.com, learn all about it, yes.
Lee, this has been a real pleasure for me talking with you, and I invite you to come back anytime. We'd love to chat about other projects that you have.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Lee. Lee Aronson, responsible for so many television shows over the past 30 years. 40 Years in the Making, The Magic Music Movie, out in theaters and everywhere as we speak. Good premise for a movie. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
grandmother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill that's coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
I'm all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. We have one of our favorite people with us right now. She is quite the lady. She actually was in corporate America, and then she had turned around and decided she's going to have her own website, which is called TheGiftInsider.com. She's been with us many, many times. Lindsay Roberts. Hi, Lindsay. How are you? Happy holidays, dear.
Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for having me. Well, happy holidays to you as well.
Well, it's always nice having you. You're perky. And do I offend you or any women when I say perky? I mean that as a compliment.
No, it means I had my coffee this morning, you know?
Okay, there you go. That's great. Before we get into some gift ideas, I saw something here come across my desk saying that you predicted that 2018 will be the biggest holiday shopping season in history. Wow, that's a big chunk of statistics there, is it not?
It is. And you know what? It goes up and up every year, even when they think it can't possibly go up anymore. It really does.
Wow. With the economy doing pretty well, I guess that that's making a lot of sense in our society. Okay, what kind of deal should we be looking at, all right? Because it starts and it goes all the way through, in my case, December 24th at midnight. So what kind of deal should we be looking for? Because they're out there if you look hard enough.
They are out there. And you know what? You actually even want to be shopping all Thanksgiving week this year. That's when you are going to find a ton of deals. There's huge deals on travel this time of year. So even if you might not be taking that trip right at the beginning of the holiday, you can take something throughout 2019 and save money on travel and give an experience type gift. One, if you have kids, that we found is great. It's from Visit Orlando, and they are the official tourism association for the destination of Orlando. And they have really incredible deals this time of year. What you do is you go to OrlandoTickets.com, and all throughout the year they have exclusive deals, discounts on the theme park. So you have Disney out there, you have SeaWorld, Legoland, Universal. They have deals all year long, but this time of year they have 10% off your entire purchase with code GIFT. So that's only from November 20th through 29th, but it's a great way to save on maybe a trip that someone in your family has already been begging you to take them on in 2019.
You know, Visit Orlando I'm very familiar with because I'm in Orlando.
There you go.
So
now is the way to save on that.
Wow.
You can do, you know, there's deals on the attractions, there's deals on dinner shows, you can get tons of deals, and then you can get that 10% off as well.
Okay. What are some unique gifts? You know, it's always difficult, not only giving gifts, but actually when people say, what do you want, Ron? You know, what I want, they can't afford. I mean, there's no way that anybody can, my family, afford a new Maserati. So when you're saying a unique gift, tell us what a unique gift would be.
Well, for you, you could go for those big screen TVs. If they're going to get you something expensive, now is the time to get those deals. And one thing we recommend, if you're a fancy guy like it sounds like you are, we recommend shopping those wholesale sites because you're getting wholesale prices, and then for Black Friday, you're getting those big doorbuster deals on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
We found really great deals from BJ's Wholesale Club. They have thousands of deals in doorbusters. They have one 65-inch Philips LED TV under $500. They have 15 other TVs under $500. Small kitchen appliances under $50. So that's a way, if you're shopping for someone fancy like it sounds like you are, Ron, that's a way to really save money on those, maybe not Maseratis, but big screen TVs.
It's funny you should mention that because I was actually at that store the other day and saw that deal on the table. And boy, I tell you, that is a heck of a deal. It's a great television. But, you know, sometimes consumers feel that they're not really getting a good deal. There's got to be a reason why there's a deal on something. How do you get around that?
It's really not true. You know, this time of year, there really is just incredible deals on everything. And people, brands know that this is when they want to shop. We have another really great deal from its brand, and you're going to get great deals on tech this time of year. We have an Audio-Technica. It's their ATLP60SPBTBK turntable speaker system. So it is wireless. It is perfect for those vinyl lovers in your life, the music lovers in your life. And you're going to save $30 on it until November 26th. So there's really a ton of these deals out there. And they're not all scams. You just have to be careful with what you're shopping and make sure that you're shopping for reputable brands, especially in the tech industry and the tech brands. You want to make sure you're shopping those reputable companies.
Where can you get that unit there? Because I'm I started in broadcasting when we still have played records, you know. So where can you get that?
Oh, this is perfect for you then. They have this on Amazon. They have it at audiotechnica.com. So that's something great. Another thing we recommend is to, even though you're thinking of everyone else on your list, and you've given some good hints for everyone in your life to get you for this year, but you want to also make sure you're really thinking of yourself and make sure, you know, this time of year gets so hectic. So it's really important to be mindful of your health, especially for people with diabetes. So in honor of Black Friday to Cyber Monday, in honor of it's National Diabetes Awareness Month, people with diabetes can go to SimplePaySubscription.com, and you can receive a free month's worth of AccuShot Guide test strips. So that's after you sign up for a month subscription, and then your total of savings is nearly $70. So you can save that money, something that you need, something that is important for your health, and you can help, you know, spend it on other people while still making sure you're taking time for yourself.
I think it's important to note here that the GiftInsider.com is a gift recommendation website. You don't really actually sell anything on there. You just recommend where to go to get the best deals and the best quality, correct?
Exactly. I link you over to where you can purchase everything. I have thousands of ideas on my site, and I really just try and help you find the best deals, the best cool products, and direct you where to go from there. You
okay.
can also go to tipsontv.com to get some of the deals we talked about today.
Mm-hmm. When is it sensible to start shopping and to stop shopping?
For the holiday season, I recommend recommend early on Thanksgiving week. One thing we really recommend is to make sure that you are following the brands and the retailers on social media this year, because they're really trying to reward their followers. So that's where the exclusive deals are going to go first, and the people who are following them are going to snatch up those big doorbuster deals and those big online savings first. So make sure you're following them.
Now, when you talk about the rush that happens right after Thanksgiving, and people used to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and sit in the line, that really isn't the case. And the other side of the coin is you can get a lot of these great deals just from the comfort of your home. In fact, probably 90 to 100% of them.
Yeah, not 100% just yet, but really the holidays are really overlapping. So you're just going to want to make sure, you know, those Cyber Monday deals. But the Cyber Monday deals are more of those site-wide and the category-wide deals. So you're going to find a lot of good deals on home decor, clothing, toys. You know, a lot of the big websites are going to do 20% off, 30% off the entire site. And still on Black Friday, you're still going to find some of those doorbuster deals and things that you can only get in store but are higher savings, so 50%, 60%.
What are items that are more available online than in the store, or vice versa?
Clothing is huge. A lot of great travel deals online. Airfare deals is huge this time of year as well, and those go quickly. A lot of them are as the deals last. And then more of the bigger items are that you're going to want to find more of the TVs, the home appliances, the refrigerators, the things that you're not going to want to pay those shipping costs for. Because that's another big tip we have, is to make sure you're always looking at the shipping costs. Because if you're shipping a huge flat-screen TV, it might totally negate the savings that you're getting by getting one of those Cyber Monday deals online.
Makes sense. Okay, Lindsay, where again, I know you mentioned it earlier, can we go for people who might have missed it, in addition, of course, to the giftinsider.com?
You can also go to tipsontv.com, and we listed out all of these great deals for you today.
It's always great talking with you, and if I don't talk to you between now and Christmas, happy holidays, dear, okay?
Happy holidays to you as well.
Thanks, Lindsay. Lindsay Roberts has been our guest. The giftinsider.com is her site. Quite a lady. And don't forget, anything that you've heard on the show today and want to catch again, check out ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com, and hear our latest show, this one, on demand 24/7. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you
legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
That's going to wrap things up with Ron Segi today on this first weekend of December. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include from the Oak Ridge Boys, Joe Bonzel, from TLC's Little Couple, Bill and Jen Klein. Also to the Gadget Gift Girl, Jamie Sorcher. Also want to thank Academy Award nominee Robert Forster, actress Mary McCormick from ABC's The Kids Are All Right, TV and movie producer Lee Aronson, and the Christmas gift idea agenda of Lindsay Roberts. Well, we'll be looking for your cover to come next week when we'll do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Till then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.